section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Red Devil, Alaska, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Fudge, Mary, Kilt, Pop Rocks, IBWIP Speakeasy, Halloween Seance, and The Devil Makes Three with your co-host Big E, Intern Heather, and me,
Lil Coco Bean.
And now your host, Boo Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 218 of It Burns When IP. I am your host, the podcasting god. Merry Christmas. All right, folks, it is October, and when October comes around here, there's two holidays that IBWIP loves.
Yeah.
One. IBWIP loves Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Valentine's Day.
Because we put our own spin on it.
Murder Boom. Balance.
But we also, exactly, but we also love Halloween.
Yeah.
Mwah.
I'm scared.
No.
Will you hold me, Heather?
Here we go.
No.
Let me introduce my goblins for this evening. No hair, don't care. More like no more Halloween candy for you, Wilbur Brimley, because you have diabetes. Welcome to the show, Jason.
I wish I had diabetes. Then I could be friends with Wilford Brimley.
I thought it was super funny. Like, I wrote it, and I read it to Molly, and she was like, eh. And then I wrote it to Scott, and he was like, it was one of those gifs. Like,
no, I okay. laughed. Generally gifs. Laughed.
All right. He once challenged Frankenstein to an arm wrestling competition and won! His name is Big E.
I tore his arm off. Then beat him with it.
And finally, 8 out of 10 zombies prefer our next co-host over any other one because of her quick wit, smile, and her brain.
Yay.
Yep.
And I have a pet werewolf.
You have a pet werewolf?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, well, yeah. Folks, we love celebrating the witching hour, and I'm excited. I think we have a great show lined up. If I look at this piece of paper and I look down it, I don't see anything that's poor.
I have something that can maybe damper everyone's spirit.
Okay, go ahead.
But it is a Halloween-themed episode. Mm-hmm. Everything has got either like candy or horror or some kind of monster involved. It's great. Halloween is personally my favorite holiday, too. I love going to Halloween stores every week. Someplace that's not a Halloween... Seriously, every week I go to a Halloween store. Oh, my God. What is it?
That's a wolf.
Are we safe in here?
That's my pet wolf. No big deal.
Will you keep your wolf at bay?
He's so abrupt.
He's in my purse, not my bay.
My bay?
Bay.
Your bay should be watching your wolf.
Hey, bay. No.
Bay. All right.
I go to Halloween stores every week with my daughter.
Every week?
For real, we go to one every week.
Different one or the same one?
We have a limited... A couple did not open this year like they usually do, so I think there's only like two or three in the area now. Anywho, I was at a place that wasn't a Halloween store recently. I was at Taco Bell, and there was a dude in like a three-piece suit ahead of me, and he's like, all right, I've got a really huge order. And then he went on, and he ordered, it was over 25 items. I know it was, because when they were bringing it out to him, he's like, no, there's not 25 in this bag yet. And so I was like, oh my God. And I was behind him, and then no one else behind him. I'm not buying for an army of people.
Right.
Yeah. I'm buying
right.
for me.
Yeah. He should have let you go. He should have let you get your order in first.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Totally. Mm-hmm. But why didn't he turn around and look at? Because it was just me. There was nobody else.
Because this goes back to what I was saying not too long ago. People nowadays think that they are righteous, or they think that they have all these, like, they're better than everybody. Like, they have. I don't know what the word is I'm looking for.
Entitled?
Yeah, entitlement. Entitlement. Thank you.
Maybe not entitlement, but just like blinders. Like, they just have life blinders on. Like, yeah. If they can't like look at all they're doing is looking at what's right in front of them rather than looking at the whole picture of everything that's happening. They're like focusing on one specific tree instead of the forest.
Exactly. Oh, my.
It's deep. You were like three trees over, like, I just want a fucking taco.
Over here, man.
I just want a fucking taco. Just get me a loaded griller over here, guys. You know what I'm talking about?
You ever gotten a quesarito? Yeah, that's good.
You know, the quesarito, that is my favorite Taco Bell commercial. Do you guys remember the old quesarito commercial?
No.
It was like, quesarito. You remember that?
No.
Well, I am not making it up.
Is this Taco Bell?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Taco cute. Bell.
Case of the shit through a screen.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I was so pissed off.
Why do people
off.
Say that about Taco Bell? I've never once went to Taco Bell and had to shit through a screen.
Oh, I do every time I go.
Shit through a screen? Is that what you said? What does that mean?
It's so thin, it just go right through a screen.
Oh, like a cheesecloth shit?
Yeah.
Like water? I had diarrhea the other day, like I've never had before, and it was pure liquid. How does that happen?
When I used to drink...
You almost feel like it can't come out. You're like...
Like I thought I was peeing out my ass.
When I was... Back in the day when I was drinking, and that was the root of my diet... I mean, that's all I did was just, and that's that
there
was
liquid diet.
Yeah, there was wow. no, because I was not eating any substance of food. I was just
you're getting like, all your calories from the alcohol.
Right, when I was hungry, I drank. You know what I mean? Oh, so Jesus. Yeah, that's all it was diarrhea.
So does that is that the reason why you have blood when you puke all the time?
I
have blood when I poop. It
what?
Yeah, I have blood when I poop. We'll talk about it later.
Oh,
it's
my God.
A totally different
let's,
story.
Let's play a game.
I have a guy who has polyps on his butt.
A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat. A finger of fudge is just enough until
just a finger?
It's time to eat. It's full of peppery goodness, but very small and neat. A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat.
Yeah, it is just enough, isn't it?
Yeah, a finger of fudge anymore, and I'm like, whoa, that's too much fudge.
I only want a finger of fudge, a finger.
Jesus.
It's way too much fudge.
That's a thumb of fudge. That's a fucking thumb, and that's not a fucking
that's a fist
finger.
Of fudge.
No one wants more than a finger. Blah. So this is our game. This is our second time doing it.
Yep.
Fudge, Mary Kilt.
Fudge, Mary Kilt.
We've all heard of the game Fuck, Mary Kill, where someone says three names. Did you play this with us last time?
No.
Usually it's celebrities. Someone will say, they'll take turns declaring who they'd have sex with, who they'd marry, and who they'd kill. But this game is subjective.
Yeah, I think I did play. Yeah, I did.
You
did?
Okay.
I did, yes.
There's no wrong answers in this game. Or there are no wrong answers in that game. There are. This one has definitive answers in Fudge, Mary, Kill, I should say. So we're going to take turns deciding who loves fudge, who is named Mary, and who wears a kilt.
Okay.
I'll go last.
We're going to do a warm-up round like we did last time.
Okay. I'll go last.
You'll go last. Okay.
Going last every time. Everyone's good answer.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Rare.
Who's going?
No, this is the warm up round where you all kind of collectively answer because it's an easy one. Mary Tyler Moore, Melissa McCarthy, and Sean Connery. What would you guys say? Fudge, Mary, Kilt.
Mary Tyler Moore's Mary.
Okay.
Melissa McCarthy's Fudge.
Fudge.
Okay.
Sean Connery's Kilt.
Kilt.
That's an easy round, right?
Right.
Yeah, because you did that last time.
Yeah, I did. It is the same one as last time.
Exact. From the last time.
Who's listening, though?
I am.
Every episode that someone listens to, it's a new, listener.
You got to get a good on you.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay. You said you want to go last?
Yes.
Okay, so Biggie will go first.
Okay.
All right, Biggie. Now, this is themed for Halloween.
Yes.
So these are all villains.
Villains.
They're monsters. Brr. Something related to the horror genre Halloween. Okay? Oh, my God.
Who's laughing at me?
That does sound kind of gay. Listen.
Yeah. Who is laughing? Stop it.
It's not funny.
It's not.
We haven't even started the game.
I like it. Quit.
Biggie, body shamers.
Biggie, Fudge, Mary, Kilt.
Fudge, Mary, Kilt.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Kelpie and Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Mary is the Mary Frankenstein.
Okay.
That was a Mary Frankenstein, don't you?
That was the loudest check mark ever. He was like,
fudge.
Make it count.
Fudge is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And the kilt is the one I don't remember.
Oh, very good. That's 3 points.
All right.
I will make a note here and say that this game is not difficult.
Not at all.
Heather?
I'm ready.
Fudge. Somebody get a I'm body ready. Bag.
Fudge
ready, Jason.
Fudge Mary Kilt.
Ugh.
Leatherface, Mary Tudor, and Loch Ness Monster. Which one loves fudge? Which one is named Mary? And which one wears a kilt?
I personally saw Leatherface in a fudge store, so we're going to have to go with Leatherface and fudge.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Loch Ness, Oh, he's wearing a kilt under that water.
Okay.
And Mary Tudor might just be named Mary.
You're right. Wow. Oh, no.
That was the ghost to tell you. I was right.
Nailed it.
That was the correct answer, ghost.
Ah, thank you, correct answer, ghost. I hate to see what the incorrect answer goes. See, there he is again. Blake, you're such a good spirit.
Blake Fudge, Mary Kilt, Mary Lou, Sion Daya, and Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt is eats the fudge.
Okay.
The Mary is the Mary, and the other one is the kilt.
The Mary is the Mary. Are you sure about that one?
Yes, I am.
Then you're right.
What a great ghost! I'm so glad that that's where your house is inhabited by, Blake.
Yeah. Polite ghost.
Thanks, correct answer, ghost.
He knows all, he sees all. You guys are all tired.
Shut the fuck up. No one gave a correct answer.
Is that Casper's dad?
Is there? Oh, no. Here it comes again. Oh, okay.
Ah, there's Casper.
We'll change of pace.
Is that the wrong answer, ghost?
You guys are all knotted up at first place.
Yeah.
Big E?
Yeah.
Fudge, Mary, Kill. The Blob. Mary Marvel. And Glaystig.
Glaystig's the kilt.
Okay.
Mary Marvel is the fudge.
So far, so good. Oh, no.
No, never mind.
Nope. Too late.
Already done.
He's going to find a way to lose.
And the other one, the first one's Mary.
So you're wrong.
Okay, thank you.
I think I hate to say that you did it on purpose.
I did.
So I'll let you say it.
Just for comedy effect.
Well, it worked.
He was correct. Sorry. It was for comedic effect.
I'm sorry. That ghost is getting closer.
He was very close that time.
We're relying heavily on the sound effects.
He's like become. I think he's the spirit of that cow behind you.
All right, Heather.
Okay.
Fudge, Mary, Kilt. Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Hatchet from Blood Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bodok, the trickster or boogeyman. What do you think? Fudge, Mary, Kilt. That's our clock ticking.
Stop it! Bay, stop it!
The coyote is our
clock
ticking. Okay. Mary Hatchet is Mary.
Okay, so far so good.
The thing is, I saw Bodok eating fudge, but I feel like Ursula is the one that you're thinking of because she has that figure.
It's not me what I'm thinking of. These are
facts. I know, but Ursula, she's in the Irish Peninsula. I mean, that's where she hangs out. That's where she likes to be.
This is where the confusion sets in.
Yeah, and so I'm going to say she's wearing a kilt. I think that she would look excellent. And Bodok, I saw him eating peanut butter fudge. So you can't even tell me that's wrong.
She got her labes all out in the wind. In that
her kilt. What? You say her labes?
That is not where her... First off, they don't do anything wind-related.
Let's pause the game. Blake, do you have a sound effect to pause the game?
She doesn't even have fucking feet!
You say legs or labes, as in short for labia?
And made it plural.
She doesn't have legs, or I don't think conventional labes.
Did you say, what did you say, legs?
I said labes.
I heard labes, labes. What does that mean?
That's short for labia? The wrong answer, ghost, would think that was
That's
funny.
Short for labia.
It's short for labia.
Well, oh, no.
Hey, was she right or wrong?
She was not right.
No, I was right. You don't know the Bodok. You don't know what he's got going on.
I'm
going
to win this game.
Apparently, I don't know who Ursula is either. Me.
I'm about to win this game.
Heather, I love you. I don't know why you're so upset
with
me.
You.
Every episode, she gets mad at you.
She does get mad at me almost every episode.
You guys are going to be married someday.
I am a natural-born antagonist, just like Woody Harrelson.
All right, I'm ready to win. If I get these right, I win.
You're going to lock it down. You ready?
Yep.
Blake, Fudge, Mary, Kilt. I'm drunk. Fat Bastard from Austin Powers, Mary Shaw from Dead Silence, or Shellycoat, the boogeyman that haunts rivers and streams.
Shellycoat is wears a kilt.
Okay.
Mary, the middle one, was the Mary, and Fudge was the first one you said.
Very good, Fat Bastard.
I thought you meant the first one was I'm drunk.
I am getting there, for sure. Answer. Things are starting to happen.
Thank goodness.
Last round.
Oh, there's a... Shit. There's another round?
There's one last round.
Okay.
Real quick.
All right.
Real quick, starting with Big E.
I'm ready.
Slimer from the Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Flint Heart Glomgold from DuckTales.
Sure.
Or Lady Mary from Downton Abbey. Mm. Or as we say, Downtown.
Downtown Abbey.
Downtown.
Mary from Downtown Abbey.
Is what?
Is Mary.
Okay, that's a lucky guess.
Slimer likes a finger full of fudge.
One finger, please.
Just one. and
Flintheart Glomgold.
Yeah, yeah, from DuckTales.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, he wears a skilt. He wears a skillet kilt.
Is that correct?
Kilt. Out of all the ones that I'm going to name that wear kilts, he actually did wear a kilt. So, yes. Good job. So, good ghost sound.
Yeah. The correct answer, Ghost, was there for you.
All right, Heather. Don't be...
It's not a very catchy name, but it's fun to say.
Don't be angry with me.
Okay.
Knuckle-Avy, the evil fairy. Mary Ann Cotton, the serial killer. Or Sully from Monsters, Inc. Fudge, Mary Kilt.
Hold on. I guess I would say Knuckle-Avy is probably... a kilt or two.
Okay.
Mary Cottonberry. Is that what you said?
Close enough.
Mary Cottonberry is
the serial killer.
Is Mary.
Okay.
And Sully. He might have eaten Fudger.
He's a big fat guy, right?
A Fudger foe.
A Fudger what?
A Fudger foe. Maybe he ate Fudge or a foe, like someone he didn't like.
He ate an antagonist? Consumed someone else?
Like that little kid, okay. He definitely ate her after that movie was over. He's like...
Roll credits, consume child.
It's not the movie exactly. I watched.
What did she call him?
No, did she get him right?
She got him right. Sorry.
Thank you! Looking out.
What did you ask at the end there? I'm sorry.
Oh, I asked what her name was. What did she call him?
I think her name was Boo,
yeah,
right?
Was,
what did she call
Boo.
Him, though?
Muck Muck?
No, she didn't. She called him like...
What was her name?
Her name was Boo. Well, that's what he called her. Ooh, you got it. What did they call her though? Or what did
I don't even know
what
you're fucking
him?
Talking about.
Was it Muck Muck?
It was Monsters Inc.
I thought it was like Fuzzy, and then
she called him Monsters Inc.
I thought it was like Fuzzy, and then I'd be like he ate her.
I'm starting to get
fireball. I couldn't say it because that's not what it said. All
is
right.
Is that
the fireball effect is heavy at me now?
Cool.
We need to move on.
Last one.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Blake. All right. Christ.
Is it real?
Fudge.
Last one.
Fudge. No.
Fudge, Mary, Kill, Blake. Typhoid, Mary.
Ah, yes.
Sonny Bean. And Wario from the Mario Brothers series.
Mario Brothers was Irish. He wore the kilt. Mary.
Huh? Let him finish.
Oh.
Mary. The first one you said was Mary. And then the Fudge was the middle one.
Okay.
Were those all correct?
No. You all screwed up enough to get a three-way tie at 7.
Yay.
So play whatever sound effect warrants that.
Bye. It's my
bite. All right.
Bye.
Okay, Heather's going to really step this up. If you are listening and you're just waking back up, welcome back. That is horrible. I know, and you put a lot of work into that. You put a lot of work into that game. And
I bet an hour and a half.
That game is...
Is there an exit to that?
There is no... No, there...
He doesn't like that game. He's made it very clear. He doesn't like that game.
It's full of peppery goodness, but very small and neat. A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat.
All right, Heather.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. No.
Yeah?
No.
Okay.
Heather.
Blake.
All right, Heather.
No, what's up?
No, it's all right. He doesn't want to talk.
Okay.
No,
correct answer. So yeah. We don't want to talk to you. Thank you, correct answer, Ghost. He's the one making all the decisions tonight. Okay. So I have a game because I've been interested in pop rocks, and I wanted to make it a pop culture pop quiz, but everything's Halloween themed, so it's pop culture pop quiz. Ooh. Thank you. I appreciate that, Ghost.
That is an
keep
awesome
going
sound.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you a question about Halloween, a various question. Give me your closest answer. On some of them, I'll tell you if I have exceptions. But for the most part, you need to get the exact answer, or else you need to put an entire thing of Pop Rocks in your mouth and then hold it for the rest of the game.
Okay.
Hold it for the rest
of
the game.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to work. So we have a bowl in the middle in case you need to spit. Do whatever. Yeah, in case you have a problem. So I'm going to give this to you because I'm going to start with you, Biggie.
Okay.
And you got the first one, and they're really easy to rip, so feel free to just go at it, you guys.
Should we each just take a couple?
Yeah, you guys should each take three. Take three. So here's what? Two more for you, because we're going to – I have nine questions. I have eight, but
pumpkin,
I'm going to make a ninth one
They're all
one up
pumpkin
when I get
patch
there.
Orange.
Yeah, they're all pumpkin patch orange, so they're
– Thanks to Molly for picking these up for us.
I might have given you an extra one.
Oh, Molly bought these?
Yeah.
So we're going to do Halloween-related questions, and if you think that you know it and you're one of the other teammates – or one of the other people that's not going, and he gets it wrong, I like the idea that there's an opening for a question. You just have to say boo, and then you can answer. And if you get it right, then you can have someone else put Pop Rocks in their mouth.
Okay, so if you ask Scott the question, he gets it wrong, and I don't have to wait for you to say he's wrong. If I know he's wrong, I can say boo.
You can say boo, and I'll go, well, you'll play the wrong answer ghost, because you know, yeah, the wrong answer ghost will chime in at that point. Yes.
Okay. All right, I got you.
But then when you steal it, that's the only opportunity you have to pass it out, because it's kind of like you're going out there. You can steal it, and you have to. You can then give someone else Pop Rocks. Or if you get it wrong, though, you have to put Pop Rocks in your mouth, too.
Okay, let's do it.
I'd like to make an announcement about this game real quick. I will not win it.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out. Which country, Biggie, famous for another holiday, is thought to have created Halloween? Or thought to have Halloween originated?
Germany.
You are incorrect.
He's incorrect?
Mm-hmm. You guys want to steal it?
I don't. I don't know it.
Oh, that was literally the sound of Big E eating Pop Rocks.
You gotta hold it in there now.
You're right. When 5 points tattoo gave us that money, that's something we can all enjoy.
Right.
It sounds like he's like a light summer rain. Okay. No one wants to steal it.
No.
All right.
What's the answer?
The answer is Ireland. In 1 BC, it's a Celtic festival called Samhain or Samhbane. Where Celts believed ghosts of the dead roamed Earth. They believed in dressing in costume and giving the spirits treats to appease their dead souls.
Did you say 1 BC?
Shit, 1 BC,
like
yep.
Right before Christ was born?
Yep.
Okay. Right before.
All right, so... Jason.
He's loving it, yeah.
This is your question.
It's horrible. Right.
Cue the music.
Cue it up.
Cue the music, Blake.
You're going to love this.
But, oh.
I'm asking a question. Sorry, it just feels right now.
Okay, now you need
it.
That
feels right.
Okay.
Jason.
Yeah.
This fall-themed candies...
You have to talk louder, though.
This fall-themed candies, main ingredients are sugar, corn syrup, and carnauba wax. Carnauba wax is included in turpentine, surfboard wax, and a finish for smoking pipes. What popular candy is this?
I'm sorry. I mean, wax lips?
Boo!
Boo!
Oh, shit.
Candy corn.
That's all... That is correct, Big E.
Do I have to eat some?
You have to eat Pop Rocks, and you pass out Pop Rocks, Big E. He has passed them to Blake.
Everyone's now ingested the Pop Rocks.
No.
The whole
Everyone
pack?
Now has,
the
whole pack. You have to put the whole pack in there. I don't know how long it lasts in your mouth.
It's gone already, but it's
over.
I've never eaten Pop Rocks in my life.
Is this the first time you've ever had Pop Rocks?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, this is exciting.
It's not bad.
All right, Blake, you need to put that in your mouth. Before you answer this question.
Why?
Because Big E passes Pop Rocks to you.
Oh, I have to put him in before I
asked. Yeah, because he answers the question right. He got it off the steel. Because he called boo before you called boo. Oh, and also some fun facts. Candy corn began production at the turn of the century and was originally called chicken feed. Fun fact. All right, Blake.
These Pop Rocks suck.
Yeah.
All right. How much money was generated in Halloween pet costumes in 2014? And you need to get within 25 of this denomination.
$1 million.
No, that is incorrect.
That's another thing of Pop Rocks.
Do either of you have a guess? Would either of you like to ring in?
If I ring in and I get it wrong, do I have to?
You have to bet.
Nope.
I will pass. All right, it is $350 million.
Jeez.
What?
Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah, in pet costumes. In only pet costumes.
So I have to do another bag.
Yeah, another bag.
You have to do another bag for getting it wrong.
This is a bad game.
I love it.
I'm getting diabetes.
Diabetes.
I like this game. It doesn't bother me.
Right.
Yeah, you're the host.
You know what? If you boo in and you get it right, you can pass the Pop Rocks to me.
All right.
All right.
Who's
now,
up?
This
Who's
is a
up?
Question. It goes to Biggie next. Biggie. How much for candy every year? Overall for Halloween. How much for candy? How much spent on candy?
Well, if we did $350 million for pet costumes alone, how close do I have to be?
I'll decide, depending on what you say.
$500 million.
$2.5 billion.
Holy
shit. Oh, man!
Put rocks in your mouth! Dude, this shit is intense. Oh. And that's only 30% of the overall... amount. I don't have this as a question, but it's about $7 billion that is included in all of Halloween.
$7 billion?
$7 billion.
Why are we podcasting?
I know, right? We could be getting in on the candy industry. All right, Jason.
Okay.
Which candy company is responsible for 50% of candy revenue?
Mars.
Boo!
No, that's right. Please be right.
It is your turn, Blake.
Oh, wait, he got it wrong?
He got it wrong.
It's Brox.
No, you're wrong, too, and you got to eat pop. You gotta eat pop.
I'm not even going there.
You want to do it? You want to do it?
No.
They said he said Mars. He said Brox.
Nope.
Nope.
Nestle?
Mm-mm.
Okay, now that the question's so far gone.
Hershey.
I was going to say it.
Hershey. Hershey is the number one. Mars is the second number one. That's really good, though, Jason.
Oh, did I have to eat this, or did was my...
You need to eat it. Oh, did you get yours right? You know, you were super far away.
I said 500 million
is super far away from 2.5 billion. In fact, it's one-fifth of that. If you had said, like, 1.5 billion, I might have been more considerate.
Okay. I don't like it.
Keep doing it. This is Halloween.
Okay,
I'll right. Blake. Top sold candy on Halloween. What is the number one candy sold on Halloween?
The number one candy.
Would you like a hint?
Sold on Halloween. I don't need a hint. Caramel corn.
No, it is not.
Fuck my life. I've ate 8 bags of this.
Oh, God.
All right. Biggie.
Yes.
I got dumplings. What is the common phrase said to the giver of candy in a trick-or-treating situation?
What?
What?
Oh.
What is the common phrase said to the giver of candy in a trick-or-treating situation?
Trick-or-treat. Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat.
If you don't.
If you don't, I'll stab you because of Michael Myers.
Oh, shit.
No! Are you going to ran, Jason?
Hell no. These pop... When has candy ever been a punishment? Mm-hmm. It is right now.
Is it being a punishment? Okay, and now I have one more question, and all of you guys can ring in because there's three answers, actually. Okay. Name one of the types of root vegetables that jack-o'-lanterns were originally made of.
Squash.
No.
Fuck, I don't have any more. I ate 8 bags of it.
There you go.
What was the question?
Oh, what is one of the types of root vegetables that jack-o'-lanterns are originally made of? If you eat that and then you say something, yes.
Pumpkin.
No.
Fuck.
It's not a root vegetable.
Here, I got it.
Root vegetable.
No, it's not a carrot.
Gourd.
No.
Oh, fuck.
I'm done answering.
I can't eat anymore.
Horrible.
I have an alien.
Is this just like a cruel game?
It's horrible.
Here, I'll eat one thing of Pop Rocks because it feels wrong.
You said what? Read the thing one more time.
What is one of the types of root vegetables that jack-o'-lanterns were originally made
root.
Of?
What do you mean root? Like?
Like a root vegetable is a vegetable that is a root. So that means the actual fruit of the vegetable or the part that you would eat is the part that's under the ground.
Okay.
Like a carrot, yeah.
A potato.
Carrot.
Boom! Potato! There you go, right answer, ghost.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got.
That was good.
Turnip.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yes.
That's one of them.
A beet.
The last one starts with an R.
Rutabaga.
Radish.
Ooh, rutabaga, yeah. That's
Turn
it.
Turn the beat around.
Got one right. Who won that one?
Oh, I
hit me. Who won? I only had to consume two of these.
Oh, I can't believe that. You know what? You won because you kept your mouth shut. Like, you didn't talk.
Yeah,
because
this shit's horrid.
Right. All right, here we go.
Oh, God. Let's listen to Mr. Skeleton by the Pine Box Boys, please.
Oh, Mr. Tech is upside down. Soon the leaves will start falling, and so will our much-needed exposure to the sun's UVB rays. Good thing we have our very own vitamin D to keep us healthy. Aw, this is sweet. I miss him.
Told how Mary died out in the cold on a hill about a mile out of town. They found her old man dead in another woman's bed, and old Mary's whole world came crashing down. She took the finger off her hand that wore the shiny wedding band and sat there in the cold to wait to die. And who could say what sparkled more? The diamonds on the ring she wore, the shimmer of the frozen tears she cried. Then through the mist, oh, Mr. Skeleton, I guess you're coming after me. Say saved up hard, but he blew it all on Ryan cards. He lost his shirt and one leg of his pants. He used to have more class. He had a horseshoe up his ass. He was a master of games of skill and chance. But that night was rough when old Red called his bluff and Willie was only holding pocket eights. You could see old Willie frown when Fifth Street came round, cause he knew old Red had finally made it straight. Hit through the mist, oh Mr. Skeleton, I guess you're coming after me. I won't be missed, oh Mr. Skeleton, so I will freely go with thee. Some lies hidden romance and heck, pretty much everything else it seems. But when I close my eyes, the curtain starts to rise and Mr. Skeleton comes dancing to my dreams. But when I wake at dawn, the dream lingers on and vainly for better days I pray. But I've given up all cards and love is just as hard, and I wonder when I lost the will to play. Hit through the mist, oh Mr. Skeleton, I guess you're coming.
The Pine Box Boys. Who? Oh boy,
Heather. If you're gonna bring your woof, you got to keep it in line because it's really affecting the show.
Heather.
He's just trying to express his appreciation for the Pine Box Boys.
Okay,
and their
beautiful
music.
And I'm just trying to express my anal glands. Thanks, Pine Box Boys. You sang the song called Mr. Skeleton. Sure. During this part of the show, I usually ask you to contact us. Well, guess what? It's happening. People are contacting us, but we still need to fill some time here. So let's talk about you. When's the last time someone got a hold of you? We want to see how you're doing, but we need your contact information to do so. So send us your contact information to blake@ibwip.com.
Yeah, every week, you know what? Every week, let's just send a personal MP3
absolutely
with us talking to a listener.
Yep.
If they want
every time.
If they want to be put in the pool for the free weekly message from IBWIP, send us your
absolutely
email address.
Absolutely.
We'll do it.
Say we want it's my birthday next week and I want
shout
you to
out
send me something awesome
that I can use for my you know what we should do? We're going to be needing to do a fundraiser here pretty soon. We can do ringtones or outgoing voicemails.
That's exactly what I was
saying.
Yep. We'll do it.
So that way they can have strange people on their voicemails.
Write that in your book.
Someone
ringtones
write,
or
write
outgoing
that,
voicemails.
Yeah, so send us your contact information at blake@ibwip.com or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Not Periscope, apparently, right?
No.
Don't do that.
We have a wider scope than Periscope.
Oh, nice. I see what you did with the words.
Maybe not funny.
Just send us that stuff so we know that you're alive and kicking. There's no better
jump way. Jump into the fire. Keep our love alive and kicking. I don't remember the rest of the words.
That's okay. If you know the rest of the words, please send them to blake@ibwip.com or send them to Facebook or Twitter. There's no better way to give us your information than to subscribe to IBWIP on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio. I feel like I have to speak faster to accommodate this quicker clapping. just download the podcast app on your smartphone and you're in business.
Hey, we don't care if you guys are having fun at home. We're having a damn good time here.
Snap along.
Snap-alicious, delicious.
Hey, dum-dums. You want a notarized letter from IBWIP? We have to have your info first. Give it to us by listening to our entire back catalog or checking out our YouTube channel, PiaVision. We hope you hear from us soon.
I really want people to check out PiaVision because I spent a lot of time on those videos. We do promo videos, like 5-10 minute videos of like all the highlights or some of the highlights from each of these episodes. We have a bunch of vape reviews that we did. We have a bunch of interviews in like face to face interviews with a lot of artists that you can go back and watch.
Yep. Oh yeah,
and so seriously, they're really cool. We also have the song Inside and Out, which I actually, for two shows in a row, I've gotten the name right. Let's get a little.
That is the correct
answer. Correct answer goes. The song Inside and Out. Michael Rank is going to be available on September 29th. He talks about his song Husk off his new album. I think the album is called Horsehairs, if I'm not mistaken. Hmm. We talk about goats. We talk about his band that he was in for a long time. They opened for the Ramones.
It's awesome.
Who else did it? Awesome, it was awesome. Soundgarden.
Oh, yeah. Soundgarden was one of them.
And so, yeah, a lot of history that I didn't look up prior to. And don't forget, on our YouTube page, we have an exclusive video of the Harm Brothers and interview and with Tom V. So check that out. If you have an artist that you want to hear us interview about a specific song, you can email us at thesonginsideandout@yahoo.com. And, of course, our friends, we don't have anything. I guess I should have came up with, like, a spooky promo for...
The Spooker.
The Spooker. That you know what?
The Spooker.
Spooker would be a great, great new flavor. And for holidays, it could be pumpkin spice.
Oh, nice. That's cute. I also like the idea of the Talker, which is peach flavored, and it's just someone who wants to get to know.
Aw. So, Shocker E-Liquid, please... go ahead and mass produce those and give us 75% of the profits.
That's pretty generous.
Yeah. All right. 75% of the profits. Go to ShockerEliquid.com and go to RockyTopVapor.com. Use promo code IBWIP20 for 20% off. Rocky Top Vapor has everything from mods to tanks to, of course, our favorite line, Audio Fog, and Max VG Liquid.
Something for everybody out there.
Something's for everybody. And, they're great friends of ours. They have been I've had quite a few sponsors over the years, but I would say that Rocky Top Vapor and Jacques Elick would have treated us the best. They treat us like human beings. They don't just treat us like pieces of meat.
No, they don't.
But, you know, if they wanted to treat us like a piece of meat.
I'd take it.
As I walk in, I will name the morning so fine. As I walk in, I will name the morning so fine. Well, up jumped the devil from behind, no knotted pine. Say, up to the devil, nine, jump back. Up to the devil, nine, jump back. Up to the devil, nine, jump back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 3. Pleasures, the price of your soul. Well, I set my name inside book, and night is too late. And I sold my soul in the morning light, and so I seal my fate. Say, up to the devil, I jump back. 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 Well, I walk to the nearest tree, and the morning.
That was Up Jump the Devil by the 357 String Band.
That was one of the original from their first album, back when it was the original members. Huh. 357. They'll always be near and dear to our hearts. Here you go.
Boom, here goes.
All right, we are about to play a game called IBWIP Speakeasy.
Hey there, fellas. Think you're quick on your feet? A rough and tumble? Well, knock three times on the door and join the fun. It's time for IBWIP Speakeasy. The drinks ain't free, but the gals and the dancing is.
All right, we're going to do a little Halloween spin. On this game, I start the sentence. I start with a sentence, and we go around, and each of us go around, and we try to tell a story. It always ends up to be quite fun, but we're going to do a little bit different this time.
Oh, boy.
When I have the kids and we go camping, around the campfire, we play the magic word game. And this is where we basically, each person gets to take a turn and tell a story, but in that story, they have a magic word. Okay, so whenever... for this one, the magic word is going to be goblin. So anytime someone says goblin during the story, everybody has to say, they're so tiny but so scary. All right? So let's work on it.
Okay.
Okay, so let's just work. Let's just test it out. Goblin.
They're so tiny but so scary.
All right, so that's what we got to do. All right, every time the word goblin is used in...
They're so tiny but they're so scary.
All right. All right, here we go, and we're gonna go counterclockwise, which means Heather goes first after me. Okay.
Okay.
And I will start it off with the sentence: "It was a cold and foggy night in late October."
Our hero, Horatio, headed down toward the path to his family gathering.
And at this gathering, there was a bunch of ghouls and goblins.
They're so tiny, but they're so scary.
But Horatio wasn't afraid. He made his way right through all of them and got to the family gathering unscathed.
You would think that the story would be over right then. But the ghost and goblins...
They're so tiny, but they're so scary.
...followed him to the family gathering that had approximately 700 people at it.
The goblins...
They're so tiny, but they're so scary.
Made their way through the 700, looking for Horatio and his purple shoes, finding them in the center of the gathering.
And at the center of the gathering, they lost Horatio's purple shoes. And the goblins ate.
They're so tiny, but they're so scary.
Ate Horatio's face off.
But it was all right. Because all of the other 700 people there were clones of Horatio. So all Horatio had to do was take the face off of someone else and put it on his own face.
This was very disgusting to watch. 698 people who were his family members all ran away in fear and scaring. They heard a wolf.
Shut up, babe.
All the people with his face on that are running away scared as they heard the wolf come together when they realize that the goblins
are so tiny but so scary
are behind the wolf attack.
Oh, that vicious, vicious wolf attack. At least it wasn't zombies or goblins.
They're so tiny but so scary.
But in fact, they were zombies. The wolves and the zombies and the goblins.
They're so tiny, but they're so scary.
They pulled the Power Rangers and combined to one animal.
Oh, yeah.
The people or the goblins?
Mighty Morphin Power Zombies.
How'd that go, Blake?
I had such a good plan for that story, and then you changed it in such an such a different way that then I couldn't go back. But I wanted it to be when they all had their faces on. I wanted them to turn on the goblins, and then all of them would say, "They're so tiny, but they're so scary," and then eat the goblins because they're so tiny and they're so scary.
But that isn't that the fun of IBWIP Speakeasy? You never know which way it's gonna go.
I know.
Kind of like this next thing we're gonna do. We did one last year. And we're going to do it again right now. Last year, Blake, correct me if I'm wrong, Blake, I think it was just you and Molly and myself.
You, me, and Dupree.
It was you, me, and Owen Wilson, and the three of us. We stand in this room, all right? My name's Owen Wilson. All right, guys? That was my best Owen Wilson.
That was pretty bad. Good.
That was bad. Okay, thank you. If I broke my nose. what we did a seance last year. We called forth the spirit of a founding father, and who did we get?
George W. Washington.
Is that his real name?
Yeah.
His real name was Leslie.
And we talked to him for a little bit. It's very interesting. And so I think we're gonna try to recreate that magic from last year right now.
Right. I'm super excited about this. As you can tell, we have turned the lights down. We have some special effects going on, which you really can't
really tell. Brings out the ghosts and the spirits.
And there's only one thing else we need to start this seance. Well, first, there's two things.
Okay.
We need some music.
The correct answer.
I am getting...
To be honest with you, it's kind of freaky.
Okay. I'm getting really freaked out. All right. By this.
All right, and now we need to join hands.
What is it?
And
is the correct answer ghost still here?
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought I lost you, buddy. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Should I start the seance?
Yeah, go ahead and start it off.
I'm scared.
All right, repeat after me, everyone.
Repeat after me, everyone.
As we call forth the recently deceased to speak with us here at IBWIP.
As we call for the for
no, 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 no. Don't repeat that. I'm sorry. Don't
speak
repeat.
With us.
I should have rearranged my sentences.
I should have rearranged my sentences.
Mechaleka hi, mecha hiney ho.
Mechaleka hi, mecha hiney ho.
Mechaleka hi, mecha chani ho.
Mechaleka hi, mecha chani ho.
Blake, oh my god.
Is that,
something's happening,
the...
Blake.
Hello, everyone.
Blake, hello? Is that you?
No, I'm Wes Craven.
Recently deceased director of horror films, Wes Craven?
That is correct. Wow. And you have summoned me from the depths of hell.
Hell?
You might be the scariest person I have ever encountered.
I am pretty scary. Did you ever see my films, such as Nightmare on Elm Street?
I have, Spectre.
What?
Do you know that character was based off my grandfather?
That's fucked up.
And what he did to me.
What did he do to you?
What did he do to you, Spectre?
He took me in a room in the basement. It was very dark. He took my shirt off and put a sweater on me.
Oh, no.
And then he pulled down my pants.
Pants down?
Oh,
he's gone.
Wes?
Oh, my God. The fuck?
Wes, is that you?
What the fuck?
Blake?
Jeez. Oh, what happened?
Holy
crap. Wes Craven was just telling us about being molested.
Oh, my God.
And then you came back. Oh, my God.
By his Faja.
Oh, shit. God. We start the music.
Hands, right?
It's 30 minutes
hands?
Long. Don't worry.
Let's do it again. Okay.
Heather, would you like to lead us in the Mechaleka Highs?
Yeah. Mechaleka High.
Mechaleka High.
Mechaleka Luha.
Mechaleka Luha.
Holy cow. What? What? Jason?
Dude. You all right?
Jason's not here.
Who's this?
Who are you?
Man?
Hey, Nong Man.
Hey, Nong Man, that's me. Gary Richrath from the band Styx.
Oh, Styx?
REO Speed Styx.
I love Renegade.
Gary Richrath, you just passed away recently.
Like,
very recently.
A week ago.
Do you know Jason, our the host of the show?
That rat fuck. He told a story about me supposedly littering by his store that failed. And now I've embodied his stupid body to tell you guys what really happened.
What really happened? What happened?
Tell us what really happened.
He told everybody that I was throwing gum on top of the roof, when really I've just drank myself into a stupor and tried to throw gum up in the air and back into my own mouth.
Did it work?
It went on the roof. No.
Many times it didn't work.
You seem out of breath.
I'm a huge fat guy.
While you're here, Gary, everybody in East Peoria reminisced about how they went to school with you and how much they missed your fat fucking ass.
Yeah.
And the whole rest of the world did not give two fucks.
I'll take it on the run, baby.
You take it in the bum, baby.
I'll take some bubble gum, baby.
Is that how you want it, baby?
The truth is that the last time I threw the bubblegum up in the air, I actually did catch it in my mouth, and I choked on it, and I died.
Oh my god.
Hold on, are you at the band sticks?
Come back. Okay.
Jason.
Is that Jason? Hold on, was that the guy from the sticks?
Oh my god, Jesus. He was horrible.
Mario Sticks Wagon.
Blake, do you get a taste in your mouth from Wes Craven?
Was it like Pop Rock?
No, I didn't. What does it taste like?
I feel like... Oh, God. I feel like Gary Richrath was picking through someone's garbage.
Oh, that's
a garbage full of bubble gum.
That was the gum. Ugh.
Hands. Are you okay?
Hands, are we doing this again?
I can go on.
There are such dirty things coming... Or such dirty secrets, is what I should say.
All right, let's summon someone else.
Hold on.
Big E, would you like to summon this?
I got it. Ouija, are you with me? More murder, more murder, more murder me.
Ouija, are you with me? More murder, more murder, more murder me.
Candyman.
Dear Mr. Ouija.
Dear Mr. Ouija.
I want to know my future.
I want to know my future.
Will I die of
birth? That's Blake again.
Woo! How's it going? Out of the Death of the Road, the American Dream.
Dusty Rhodes?
Yes, the American Dream, Death of the Road, the greatest of wrestler of all time.
WWE Hall of Famer Dusty Rhodes?
You're damn skippy. Damn skippy. Both my boys are in the WWE. Yeah. They're faggots.
Ouch. You're so excited.
Woo! I'm glad to be out of the underworld. I've been there doing my thing, tooting the chicken wings, eating chicken wings, and putting people in headlocks.
They have chicken wings in the underworld?
Yeah! Woo!
What an honor.
I'll tell you what, Ric Flair stole it from me in 1987. He stole it from me. I said, woo! American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
That was a Dusty Rhodes original?
That was American Dream, Dusty Rhodes original.
Dusty Rhodes, who's the person you always were with? The woman with the polka dot outfit that was with you? What was her name?
Slut. I just called her hussy. I don't remember her name.
So
I don't remember any woman's name.
So Ric Flair,
women are nothing but pieces of meat.
Oh, no.
Ric Flair and Sting stole your woo?
Yeah, everybody says, well, it's a good thing to say before you start to have a sentence. And I said, woo! And everybody's like, you know what? That's a really good thing to say every time you have a sentence. So, you know, I would be in the corner of the turnbuckle, and I'd be pulling out the razor, and I would cut my forehead open, and it would start to bleed, and I'd go, woo!
You're a former living legend. I was the greatest wrestler
of all time. I was all the time fighting the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You and Arn Anderson.
I hated the Four Horsemen.
No,
I was against.
Oh,
you're
against Arn Anderson.
I'm American. Dusty Rhodes.
That's right.
Great American wrestler. Wow. Dusty Rhodes. Did you have any more questions before I go?
How did you pass away, Dusty Rhodes?
I ate a bunch of chicken wings and choked on a chicken wing bone. Do you have any more questions?
Yeah, just I'm glad you went out the way you love to live.
That's the way I love it. And Heather, I'm sorry that you got offended.
Wow, he's a very apologetic wrestler, too. Blake, are you back?
Apology not accepted.
Blake is sweating profusely.
My tongue feels like it's like 700 pounds.
700-pound chicken.
That man sounded like he had a 700-pound tongue.
Jeez.
He
did.
Well,
hopefully,
like a giant slug
hopefully,
tongue.
Let's try this one more time.
Blake, are we
since
okay to go
gone
forward?
Since it has so swimmingly every other time, let's do it again.
One more time.
Is it my turn to do this?
It's your turn. Like, please cheese. Summon the rest of them.
I feel a presence.
I feel a presence.
My pieces.
I feel the force.
I feel the force.
I feel lightning from my fingers.
I feel lightning from my fingers.
That can only mean one thing.
That can only mean one thing.
Bo. Can
Bo.
You hear me, Bo?
Bo. 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 Bo.
Bo.
Hey, it's the Zatarain's guy from the rice commercials.
It's me, BB King. The Zatarain's guy from the rice commercials.
BB King, I forgot. I thought it was Bo Diddley.
Bo Diddley. That was one and the same.
Bo don't know Diddley. Bo don't know. BB King, thank you.
BB King, you were excellent.
Hey, did you know that BB King had 15 children? BB, what were you doing?
I was fucking across the nation.
The nation.
Having sex this way and that.
Did you have poontang to the left?
I had poontang right. All covered my left-hand side. And when I looked to my right-hand side, Blake, what did I see?
Poontang.
You're goddamn right.
More poontang.
Oh, that baby looks crazy. BB King, how has it been?
Why did we waste all this time not doing this? It's cool for us, not the listeners.
The vape within the air makes a cool effect for the past recently deceased like me, BB King.
So, BB, it's amazing to have your spirit back. How did you afford all these children? I mean, 15 children from 14 different women.
He's a goddamn rock star.
I'm a man whore and I didn't retire. I retired when I died, so I had to keep working to pay for all them's children.
Did you love them?
You were an amazing artist.
Did you love them all?
Thank you. I loved them each like when they were my own child, because they were.
What was your favorite thing about making music?
The sounds. The sounds that music made.
Why are your eyes closed?
That's how I get into character as a recently deceased blues man.
Because he was not blind.
Well, blind to the ways of pulling out of women.
He really closed his eyes a lot, though. And when you sang "The Thrill Is Gone," honestly, that was one of my favorites.
Can you do a little bit of that?
Yeah, can you do a little bit of "The Thrill Is Gone"?
Can you do a little bit of that?
I wish I could, but I cannot.
He said, can't you just try?
I wrote a song about it.
The thrill is gone.
Here you go.
Oh, and it's gone. Come on down, see my ghost on Beale Street.
Mildly close.
Heather, do you want to do a rendition of it?
No, I'm not BB King. I don't want to insult BB
King's
ghost. No,
no,
right,
it would be my honor to have a person who is still living and breathing.
Yeah? Do a rendition of your song?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, you really did get pretty close, though. It was like,
Heather, come on.
Intern Heather, please.
It's gone.
That's not bad.
It needs to have a little bit more soul. Let me give this one a try.
Okay.
Wait. I feel another spirit coming on. Hold on.
I'm out of here.
Come here. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't believe I'm back.
Who is this?
I can't believe I'm black at this table. It's Blind Willie Nilly.
Blind Willie Nilly, motherfucker. Hey, I thought you done died.
What is I done died,
you
man?
Died? How did you die, Blind Willie Nilly?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was making my 13th album.
Yeah?
And I was on the street corner, and I thought to myself, this would be a good time to stick the slide in my anus. Ooh. And I stuck the slide in my anus, then I sat on my guitar.
We've all been there.
Yeah. And I played a little tune, and I'd like to sing it to you.
Okay. Sing it to us right now, Blind Willie Nilly. Here it goes. It don't matter what's wrong with the world. It don't matter how many girls you put your penis in. Let me tell you, girl, the only thing that I need, only thing I need,
is a little bit of your poontang.
Oh, a bit of that poontang, baby. Yeah, a little bit of that poontang.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
What's up?
Oh. You guys all right?
Oh.
What happened?
That was crazy.
Let me turn the lights on.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is everybody okay?
I think we did it. I think we summoned spirits.
You guys had such a good song going on, and now that you're normal people, it's not happening. We were about to have a badass concert, and now you guys came
Heather,
back.
We got like 10 more minutes left in the show. Keep clapping.
I can't. What happened? That was a lot more powerful.
That was spooky.
That was a lot more powerful than when we had.
I'm sure glad I had Heather here to hold my hand.
Wow, that was incredible.
That was awesome.
I can't, man, Gary Richrath? Wes Craven?
How do you know where Gary Richrath is here?
Because I listened back to the recording.
Oh.
Hey, Scott, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and do the schedule
Blake and I
the jokes?
I wrote a release schedule about it. You want to hear it? Here it goes. Episode 216, I have a hard time with this word. Coital Combat is now available. Episode 217, Big E the Butcher is now available. Episode 219, our next episode inevitably titled Destination Cardboard City will be available on Friday, October 9th. I did. And don't forget, October 2nd is Crush a Can Day. Do not celebrate this day. I tried to crush a can on this day in 1998 with my biceps, but ended up slicing up my brachioradialis real bad. I still can't extend my right arm. Also, Tuesday, October 6th is National Mud Pack Day. I think a spa day is just what the doctor ordered.
Yes.
What the fuck? It's this the was in the one. Last one.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Same one.
Don't read that.
Wow, you really this butchered
is,
that.
This is
like the same
this
thing
is
as last week.
This is National Mud Pack Day.
We gave you another try.
Yeah. And I think I know somewhere where Jason likes to pack his mud fudge.
Maybe he's really passionate about how great our pores are. Thanks, Jason.
Sorry, everybody.
Hey, he's never seen a room with tighter pores. And don't forget to contact the show for any questions, comments, or suggestions. And you will automatically be entered into our drawing to win thousands of doll hairs. That's right. Not dollars, doll hairs. In Cassius and Prices. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, you and Bobby Brown can take your prerogative saying elsewhere. That's fun.
Yeah, that
you
was
wrote
good.
That? That was a good one.
That was good. Huh. Whew, wow, this was a pretty intense evening filled with games, overdose on candy. I actually have been sitting here the second half of the show, and I can feel my teeth rotting and the grit.
Hey, you're welcome.
But... I think that seance was
rousing success.
It was crazy.
Epic.
We got an original tune.
Yeah.
Wow. So thank you all for listening. I hope this gets you motivated for October and for Halloween and for the episodes that'll be coming up. Was it 5 episodes in October we have? Mm-hmm. We have to work twice as hard.
Yeah, we got a lot of Halloween stuff coming up.
Gee whiz.
Just for you.
Jason, do you have anything to plug or anything you want to say? Any final thoughts?
Yeah, check me out on POF.com. Search the username No Trick Pony and send me a pussy pic or a dick pic. I'll take all comers.
All right. Can you send those?
I'll send you a slash.
Thank you. Both. Please send me.
Of the both.
Please send them to me so I can look at them.
Okay. Any final thoughts?
Goodbye.
Thank you. All right. Big E. Thank you very much for coming and hanging out, keeping us safe. I feel safe when you're here. When you're Dustin's welcome. Here, I don't feel safe at all.
Nobody told me happy birthday, but it's okay.
Your birthday is today?
No.
No, it was 2 weeks ago.
Happy birthday! Oh, sorry.
But you guys forgot last show, too, so it's okay.
That's because you didn't send any fan feedback telling us
right.
It was your birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
No, happy birthday belated.
Yeah, thank you.
Final thoughts for you, more positive than the last one you had?
I had the opportunity to butcher more jokes, but they were the same jokes, so I didn't want to butcher.
Do you think it's worse?
Jokes so nice, I'll butcher them twice.
Hey!
Oh.
Regained his status. Heather.
Yes, Blake.
That was a great game for a diabetic to play.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I'm glad. Diabetes.
I'm Wilford Brimley, and I'm diabetes.
Dude, I'm not even kidding you, though. I feel so bad because I ate one of those things at Pac Rocks and then spit it out.
I ate two bags and then kept my mouth shut.
Can we do those next time with submarine sandwiches?
Yeah. But thank you very much for all your help, and happy Halloween-y.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Shut the fuck up, Bay.
Jeez, Bay.
Come on, Bay. Bay, bye.
All right,
Bay
folks.
Bay is ready to go home.
Thanks for tuning in. It's episode 218 of Burns and IP. I am your host, Blake Dracula Clayton. And we love you. So,
it's going to suck your boner.
Jesus. Okay.
Holy cow.
That is going to happen. I'm sucking boners. You know what?
Are you a boner sucker?
I would rather suck a boner than
a flatulent.
No, what's when the penis is just flaccid?
A flaccid penis, yeah. A flatulent penis.
A farting dick.
back to the dick.
I would definitely
queef.
Rather suck whatever the other thing was
back,
than a farting
back
dick.
Back to the beef, the dick queef.
It's kind of like a queef, though, you know? But I guess, how comfortable are you with females queefing?
Is dick queef like shark week?
Everyone should definitely
it happens.
There's nothing scary about
queef
this
happens.
Podcast.
Queefs happen.
Queef happens.
Unless you slow down our voices to half speed and then get high. Then you're in real trouble.
That's not what half speed sounds like.
Like Blake just did it for you.
That
sounded
close.
Like truckers.
What do you mean? That sounded good.
That
sounded like sped up. That was.
That sounded like
you
trucker
would be like,
speed.
One half speed.
Mine was in reverse. Mine was half speed in reverse.
Yeah, his was duh.
It's too fast. What you said was
cunt.
Well, that's the first one in this show.
Good night, everybody.
Later.
May all your wildest nightmares.
Correct answer, ghost.
Come true.
Correct answer, ghost. He's so spooky.
He's spooky, but you know what? I want to name that show after him.
Yeah. He's fierce.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.